and Tucker and Pap's about to open in the final. The rain is falling, the field is a little bit damp, and things are about to go. Controversially, the Bullet has been left out of the final team spot.
Good. That's good. Leave Bullet out of it.
And a mass exodus of some Suzhou players who aren't caring about watching the final. But the team is Paps and Tucker who are opening the batting, followed by Messi at first drop. Hype at number four. Truffles at five. And the last player in our team, Piatta.
We got wrong direction opening up to Paps. First ball was leg side, not ball wide.
Controversy already. Paps given out off a head height beamer. That he just popped up to square leg for the catch, but should have been a call to no ball. And Messi has just absolutely murdered that straight down the ground for a great four. Now that gets us the Bashers on the board. And a straight one goes through the Bashers in all sorts of trouble here. Four runs on the board, two wickets down. Messi stumps, dismantled into a sorry mess. And now we get to see what Hype is all about. Has he got the game to close this out for the Bashers? And the Hype just delicately off drives it through backward point for four. Lovely shot, just all timing. So 8 runs on the board for 2 off the first over. Calamari steaming it in. The rain is falling. And Tucker has a big swing and a miss, and they steal a bye. 9 runs on the board for 2. Oh, lovely shot through third man from the Hype. That goes for another 4. Lovely leg glance from the Hype for another 2. Well, that had some wheels, and it's a 4 wides. Even the keeper couldn't even get near it. Calamari coming around the wicket now, but the Hype is able to just position that for a single to backward point.
24 for 2 off the first 2 overs.
Hammer now coming on to bowl 2, the Hype. Hype sporting its very Australian for an Englishman, a very canary yellow cap.
But he manages a single.
And Tucker, the straight drive, lofted, bounces in front of the Bogan and goes past him for 4 at long on. Great shot. And Hammer tries a leg spinner. And Tucker just positions that as well. They're running the third. And they've run 4 and 4 overthrows. Fantastic running from the Tucker brothers.
So the score after 3 overs is 39 for 2.
A very rural looking Pierre de Bogan bowls a wide. And the Hype has launched a straight 6 straight over the Bogan's head. Fantastic shot. And now the ball has to be retrieved from the car park. A huge 6 over Cal from Hype. And the umpire is calling it a 4. There's something wrong with this umpire. What's going on? It's all happening. The Bogans trying for their first ever win of something.
The score 53 for 2.
SAS Craig in his camo pants about to bowl the final over. There's a lot of controversy going on, a lot of heat in this game. And Tucker is able to only hit that juicy full toss to long on for a single. And Craig, SAS, covered up with a wide down the leg, bouncing 5 or 6 times. Followed by an offside wide that went that landed on a third pitch. And despite running to square leg, the Hype can't catch up with that extremely wide delivery. Whites aren't being re-bowled. I think they're worth 2 runs. Oh my goodness, the Hype has launched that over extra cover for a huge 6, landing up in the stands. Final delivery now. The Bashers have a good score. SAS under all sorts of pressure. And the Hype has launched that over cow corner for another 6. Fantastic end to the innings from the Bashers. It'll be a big ask for the Bogans to score 73 runs here.